Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Jody Nix and all those Texas Cowboys for you. Jody's going to be in Brady September the 29th at the Heart of Texas Event Center. If you get an opportunity, be sure and catch the great Jody Nix and all of his Texas Cowboys. Tickets on sale right now at heartoftexascountry.com.
There's just one place for me.
My heart.
Say you never.
today who said he talked to you. Not so long ago, I think a month or two, as my mind raced back in time, I prayed, oh Lord, don't let it show. He thinks I forgot you 15 years ago. 15 years ago, and I still feel the same. Why did he have to mention your name? I'm as broken up inside as if it's been a week or so. Takes a mighty strong love to keep a man thinking of a girl he hasn't seen since 15 years ago. Thanks.
Yes, how are you tonight?
All right, sir, how you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Hey, Tracy, would you play Corpus Christi Bay by Johnny Rod?
Sure.
If you haven't already played it.
I'll play it for
Team Six Pack, if you don't mind, sir.
I'll be happy to.
Appreciate it, Tracy.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay. I get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life that is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall and had a tab in every bar. Car trunk.
That's it right there, 1952. That changed not only her career, but it also changed the whole country music industry with Kitty Wells recording It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Before that, there were really no female superstars in the business, and Kitty certainly became a superstar, even among the men. In 1952, she actually was the first female artist to have a number one record on the country chart. She was the first female country artist to sell 1 million records, and she's also the first woman to headline a major tour, major syndicated television show. She was the top country female vocalist for 14 years, a feat that has not been matched since that time. And yesterday would have been her 104th birthday. Kitty Wells doing one called It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Kitty was, you know, a lot of people, a lot of these folks you know and you meet and that sort of thing. But Kitty Wells was truly a great friend and someone that I enjoyed a lot of great times with, a lot of great memories. When you meet your heroes, sometimes you're disappointed. But meeting Kitty Wells and being around Kitty Wells for many years, I was never once disappointed being around her. I want to spin another Kitty Wells song tonight. This is one of my favorite recordings that Kitty did. And Johnny and Jack helping her out with this one from many years ago. And this kind of just puts the soulful sound of the Queen of Country Music to your ears. Here's Kitty Wells doing one called Searching for a Soldier's Grave. For the next 3 minutes and 15 minutes, I'm sorry, for the next 3 minutes and 15 seconds, I will not take any phone calls because I'll be listening to Kitty Wells.
Sleeping. Tracy.
Hey, Reggie, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, just great. It's been a great show.
Well, thank you very much.
Only you can line them up like you do.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, could you play Bobby Flores, In the Arms?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, and Baby Jane Doe.
Yeah, Frank Torres.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you tonight.
All right. Okay, Tracy.
Thanks for listening, Reggie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.
They found her in the tall weeds beside a lonesome country road. Her mama took her life away. I guess she couldn't bear the load. Nobody knew the baby's name, so the story goes. And the name that they bestowed on her was Baby Jane Doe. They took her body to the local funeral home, and though nobody claimed her, she was never there alone. All the town folk came to see her, for they all wanted to know the mystery behind the death of Baby Jane Doe.
They don't worry me, for friends. This is Justin Trevino, and you're listening to my buddy Tracy Pitcox on the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show, KNEL 95.3 FM, Brady, America.
She came down from Boston to be closer to her mother and to try.
Justin Trevino and Dwayne Wavra today, and there's one called A Different Kind of Flower on the Hits Radio Show. Good to hear from Jan and Nan. They're tuned in tonight with us on the Hits Radio program. Do this one especially for them tonight. Here's Landon Dodd, one called Barstool Mountain.
I finally found a place where I can take it. All this loneliness you've left behind. Climb up on Barstool Mountain.
was wondering if you could play Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall.
Tom T. Hall, Fox on the Run. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Walks through the barn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Now everybody knows the reason for my fall. A woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. Through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who have put me on the floor. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at the door. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun.
Tracy, how about a little Hank Jr. Blues Man?
Blues Man by Hank Jr. will do it for you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'm just a singer, a natural born guitar ringer. I'm a new note finder, but my name's a reminder of a blues man that's already gone. So I started drinking, took things that messed up my thinking. I was sure sinking came along. I was alone in the hot lights, not too much left in sight, but she changed all that in one night when she sang me this song. Fans tight cuffed on dirt roads. I got sued over no show, but you came and took all that old load down off this blues man. Hey baby, I love you too.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to just take a second to congratulate Johnny Rodriguez on being the top winner of the, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, Ameripolitan?
Ameripolitan Awards?
Yeah, he was the top winner this year. I'd like to send out a congratulations to him.
Okay.
And could you play Foolin'?
Foolin', I'll do it for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I came crawling home last night, like many nights before. I finally made it to my feet as she opened up the door. And she said, "You're not gonna do this anymore." She said, "I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, we'll put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "Just bring those Friday paychecks and I'll cash them all right here. And I'll keep on tap for all your friends, their favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always keep in stock those soft aluminum cans. And when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man." She said, "We'll rip out all the carpet and put sawdust on the floor. Serve hard-boiled eggs and pretzels, and I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar, and a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find the car." She said, "I'm gone. So you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall." She said, "You'll get friendly service and varied atmosphere. I'll slip on something sexy and I'll cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottom every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep tipping, well, I'll laugh until you're broke." She said, "Instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the helms bear says it's closing time, you won't have far to crawl. And when you run out of money, you'll have me to thank. You can
can sleep it off next morning while I'm putting it in the bank. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home so you feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work and you have a powerful thirst, where the
this is Johnny Rodriguez, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy on KNEL.
I was fooling when I said I'd always love you. Just fooling when I said that I'd be. Now you're gone, there's an aching that I can't seem to lose. And I wonder, was I ever fooling you? And now that I realize I can't have you, could be. Yeah.
darkness bound.
Preacher, and I don't claim to know it all. I don't have me no PhD nor shiny crystal ball. But of all the pain and misery that I've seen in these years of mine, there seems to me to be three things that were present every time. Money, trouble, and love go hand in hand, it seems. Much of one and not enough of the other can sure be a heck of a thing. Money, trouble, and love, it's the same old story, my friend. Better have a little money to buy you out of trouble that love can get you in. I knew a man named Wee Willie Sloan, an ornery gambling hide. He kept a crap game going back in the alley, and he made a little book on the side. Then a high-toned, smooth-skinned uptown woman came along and took Willie's eye. He told her what he had, it was sure too bad, 'cause she was working for the FBI. A money, trouble, and love, that done poor Willie in. Now he's counting the stars through the cold steel bars, thinking back over his sins. A money, trouble, and love. Oh, Willie, my poor old friend, didn't have enough money to bail him out of trouble that love had got him in. I knew an old man named Albert. He was a millionaire, I'm told. Like old King Midas, everything he touched just suddenly turned to gold. Well, at 93 years, he married a girl, 23, not one day more. The next morning, they found him with a smile on his face, laying stone dead on the floor. Money, trouble, and love, that did old Albert in. He wanted her love, she wanted his money, and it ended up with trouble for him. Now he's up there knocking on the golden gate, saying, oh, St. Peter, my friend, but there ain't enough money in the whole wide world to buy his way back in. So listen, all of you rounders, you better keep a little private stash, and don't let your mouth go write no check you don't think your body can cash. If you got a little love of money, then you better keep this in mind. You can bet your boots that your old friend Trouble can't be too far behind. A money, trouble, and love go hand in hand, I guess. Too much of one and not enough of the other can sure cause a hell of a mess. A money, trouble, and love, better listen to me, my friend. Gonna need a little money to buy you out of trouble that love can get you in. You're gonna need a little money to get you out of trouble that love can get you in.
There's one called Money, Trouble, and Love for you from Hank Thompson and all the Brazos Valley Boys for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. I want to say hi to our buddy Kenneth Knight, who's tuned in with us in Nashville, Tennessee. We always appreciate Kenneth being with us on the Hits Radio program, and all the folks that are listening to us, not only here locally, and at KNEL Radio, but also on knelradio.com. We appreciate that so very much. I've got a Warner Mac song for Kenneth coming up during the next hour. But before we finish up this hour, I'm going to play one from Dale Reeves and all the Good Time Charlies for you tonight. And of course, Dale had lots of great music out on the country music charts at one time. Songs like "Girl on the Billboard" and "Bells of the Southern Belle," "Looking at the World Through the Windshield," and so many others. I'm going to play one called "Good Time Charlie's" for you right now. Here's Dale Reeves.
From town, across the railroad track. Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.